Hello, Ernesto?
Yes.
Hey, Ernesto, my name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from your marketing team, Local Splash.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fine, thank you.
So a couple weeks ago, your account came across my desk because you were interested in Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, so, I'm sorry. I had a low volume.
No, that's okay. So I was calling because you told Ruben that you were interested in Google Guarantee.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So do you have time to go? Can I go over that with you now?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Okay, so there is an upfront cost of $250. That is a one-time application fee that goes to get everything Google Guarantee approved. Now, were you thinking of this for the junk removal business or for the lawn care?
Lawn care for right now. My junk removal, I kind of have them on pause right now.
Okay.
Because of truck-wise, because on the junk removal, we have a specific truck that we use that is, like, on repair.
Okay. Okay. So even if you want to do both, though, the way it will work is I believe that we could do it all for one under one vertical.
Okay.
And then, well, we would do for junk removal and lawn care at the same time, so that way you don't have to pay the application fee twice.
Oh, okay.
You see? And it takes a little while before it's going, so it's not like tomorrow it's up. So do you have background? Can you pass a background check? You have a social security number and EIN number?
I have an EIN for my business. I got as well my social security, and I don't have a background. I mean, I don't have a record, but, yeah, I can pass a background.
Perfect. And then do you have business insurance for the company?
Right now, at this minute, no, I just canceled it because I'm going through this new one that, even comes on the Facebook, but I don't remember the right now. I don't remember it. But they were supposed to give me a call today with a quote so I can modify it because I was paying a different one, but these other people told me that would be better. Mm-hmm. So...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be cheaper and more convenient. So,
okay.
Yeah. That's the only thing right now. I have my DBA for my bank account, business account, and I don't know what else that I need.
Okay. So what would be needed is the insurance. You just need the background check and the business insurance is the only two things required. Now, your leads are only $18.67, and Google requires a minimum monthly budget of $244 for 13 leads in the month. So the way it works is you go ahead and submit the application. With the application, they're going to request the EIN number. They're going to request the Social Security card as well as the driver's license and the business insurance for the company. Now, once you submit the application, the entire application process, the maximum amount of time that it takes is 4 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
It doesn't always take that long, but then what happens is once your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you, Ernesto, to set the minimum monthly budget. We set the minimum monthly budget at $244 for a minimum of 13 leads in a month. Now, what's going to happen is we cut the leads on, and the leads come in at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, you have the ability to increase or decrease those, and the kicker on this is that you're only paying for the qualified leads. So if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if it's not a human being, like say it happens to be a robo-dialer, or if it happens to be a situation where they're asking for a service that you don't provide and it's not listed on your service profile, you're not charged. If they're asking for a service outside of your service radius, you're not charged. So you're only charged for the qualified lead, okay?
Yes.
That's if you give estimate over the phone or if you set face-to-face appointments to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified call.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Now,
quick question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you this, because I was going, I would used to use Thumbtack and Angelique and some other, right? But the thing it was, sometimes they send me leads, but those leads, it was just a quote. And then, like I said, I was trying to did the best to close it, but it's just like, no, we're just wondering how much would it be. And there's, that's the thing. I don't know if y'all have those.
Well, the thing is those phone numbers, so the way that Thumbtack and Angie's List work is because they're Google's biggest clients, right? So
yes.
What they do is they purchase a position for their company name and the Google Ads. They capture the leads when the clients call in to them. They capture the lead, and then they sell that phone number to you, but also to some of your competitors. You always have to share the lead, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here, you don't share the lead because the clients go to Google and they contact you directly. They're going to Google, they see your business, they look at your profile, and they choose to call you. So it's always a real-life human being on the other end of the phone. But even more importantly, Google assigns a call tracking phone number, so all the calls are recorded in order to ensure that you are getting quality calls. Okay?
Okay, yeah. My other question was that. So whenever the leads from y'all, it's just like one person, not a multiple person,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Okay. It's lead exclusivity. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And they're not even from us. They're from Google. So Google built this service to trump all other paper lead services. Because the Google guarantee actually is, the actual guarantee for Google, is they're guaranteeing your services to the general public, and they're guaranteeing that you're going to get qualified leads. So if there was any type of problem, say for some reason that somebody was unhappy with your service or something happened and they complained to Google in the first 30 days, if Google saw that it was an actual valid complaint and there was a real problem, Google actually pays them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance. So Google is backing your company up with additional insurance. That's why they do the background check. That's why things are different. So it's not just your average regular calls that you get from those type of paper lead services. Google built this because they know all the trouble you guys have been through with the other companies.
Yes. Yeah, that's what, like I said, I just canceled the lead with Angie in, Thumbtack. Because like I said, they were sending me like 45 miles radius away from where I work. And I used to go do the jobs, you know, I still go and do them. Mm-hmm. And I never had complaints. Like I said, I never had bad reviews or anything. And,
but you're not making a lot of money either because you're going so far away.
Exactly. And like I said, I cannot raise the price too much because, you know,
people don't want to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
I'll find somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. So that's why Google designed this. And the price, as far as I know, with Thumbtack and all that, your price was always going up and down too, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the price doesn't go up or down. It's always the $18.67.
Okay. My only thing is, like, I would say for my insurance, I would probably have it, everything done again. It would be probably Wednesday this coming week. Because the guy told me, yeah,
okay,
I can give you a quote. If you don't call me today, I mean, I don't think he's going to call me tomorrow.
Right. Then the holiday.
By Wednesday, I would have everything. I don't know if you want to give me a call Wednesday, and then we can do everything on, close everything on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fine. I've been calling you a lot. Have you noticed?
Yeah, the only thing when I call them out, most of my calls get forward to the office. This is my phone, and I'm in in the field working, and the mowers are loud, and I'm sitting and I can hear anything. So they go forward, and right now, like the person who was in my office, I guess she's on leave because she was pregnant, so it's kind of, I'm doing everything.
Is the office, what's this other number I see here? It's 936-226-0300. What's that number?
That's a tracking number that they actually, what was the number again? I'm sorry.
963-226. 0300. Because when I call that number, it doesn't ring or anything. It goes automatically disconnected.
Oh. Well, yeah, that number I call Local Splash because they give me that number as a tracking number, and they were supposed to erase it or take it off, but they never took it off.
Okay, I'll make sure that it gets taken off. So is this number that we're talking on right now? Let me make sure I have the right number. Is this your cell phone number or is this the office number?
963-689-5480. Yes, this is my cell phone. That's 963-689-5480.
Okay, so when I call you on Wednesday, what time should I call?
You can call me. I'm going to have it in the morning because I'm going to be doing an estimate so I can answer the phone anytime that day. That's what I said Wednesday because I won't be in the field.
You're not going to forget about me, right?
No, I won't.
Okay, so I'll call you on Wednesday. When you get the insurance, you tell them we need an accord document. That's the document we need, the accord document, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Oh, the name. Yeah, I remember the name of the insurance that I'm gonna get is Next Insurance. I believe so.
Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and put it in. I'm gonna text you what you need. You need the accord document for the insurance. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then I'll talk to you on Wednesday. We'll get you set up. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.